Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. As Christina pointed out in a previous Devo, there is so much to unpack in the first episode of Loki. I don't know about you, but I felt almost every emotion a person could feel through the run of the episode. I felt disoriented at what was going on, watching Loki get pulled into a world that he didn't know existed, and having to confirm that, to his knowledge, he was not a robot. I felt the incredulity Loki felt watching a video telling him about the sacred timeline and the timekeepers. I felt the anger that Loki felt when the TVA threatened his basic worldviews and the control he believed he had over his life. I could feel his frustration as he warps a TVA hunter back and forth through time in a meager effort to get back some of his power. My heart was warmed as he watches what will happen to him in the sacred timeline, hearing his father tell him he is loved, seeing his relationship with Thor being repaired. My heart broke with his as he watched his death at the hands of Thanos. And I felt the defeat that he felt as he acknowledges how he's hurt people and that his need for control has compelled him to do things that he doesn't actually enjoy doing. There are so many things about what Loki experiences we could talk about, but I want to focus on the thing that seems to break Loki the most. That mischievous scamp gets a hold of his time twister and jumps back to the lobby where he tracks down Casey, the office worker that logged the Tesseract as evidence upon his arrival. After a brief but kind of hilarious exchange about gutting fish, Loki threatens Casey into giving him the Tesseract. In doing so, Loki sees that Casey actually has possession of a rather large number of Infinity Stones. Casey says that some of the office workers even use them as paperweights. Loki knows the power of the Infinity Stones. He's wielded them a few times. He knows them as the ultimate power in the universe. And we were told the same thing. We watched three phases of movies building to an ultimate villain who wielded them all and snapped half the population of the universe out of being in an instant. And yet here, in the TVA, all of them have been rendered into useless paperweights. I was really convicted by this. How often have I run after the ultimate powers in our universe? Money, prestige, control, possessions, knowledge, even my work. After all, we're told time and time again that these are the things that we should be chasing after, that these are the things that will elevate us in this world. And yet, I know I will feel the same way as Loki when I'm called home. I will stand before God and I will find that the treasures that I sought after here on Earth are sitting in a junk drawer, rendered useless before the Almighty God. There are so many times in the Bible where God warns us that our Infinity Stones have no lasting power. But nothing is more clear than the book of Ecclesiastes, which, in no uncertain terms, tells us that everything is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. This includes wisdom, pleasure, toils, advancement, achievement, and riches. 1 John 2 verses 15 to 17 says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride and possessions, is not from the Father but is from the world, and the world is passing away along with its desires." So what do? We must continually remind ourselves to follow Jesus' instruction in Matthew 6 verses 19 to 21. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." We need to focus on the things of God, not on the Infinity Stones of our world, because when we leave here, we will discover that those things are as worthless as paperweights next to the ultimate power of our God. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.